Dana, I know you mentioned you would like to speak it over with your husband and your team, right? This is so we can get on the right page. And if you have any questions, my director, his name is Aubrey. He'll be able to give you the information, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to hear some information and
perfect.
Take it to my leadership team when we have our meeting tomorrow.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
And
Hi,
can Aubrey
Dana?
Send me information that I can actually share with my team?
I can absolutely do that for you. My name is Aubrey, by the way.
You must be Aubrey. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. How are we doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. You know, I woke up today. I'm above dirt. It's another day in paradise.
True.
Mm-hmm. All right. Indeed, indeed. So really quick here, just because I want to get this out of the way for you. Let me go ahead and get a good email here for you really quick so I can go ahead and send you the information as we go over it here.
Great. Dana@devance.tv.
All right. So that's dana@sav, as in Victor, ant.tv?
No.
Heard that incorrectly.
yeah. So whatever information you're looking at, do you see the name of my company?
Oh, Devance. Okay. Okay. I heard that completely wrong.
Yeah, dana@devance.tv. So DEVANCE.TV, like television. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So let me go ahead and save that email here for you here really quickly. All right. Excellent. And then in terms of the Google Guaranteed program, have you guys heard of that before by any chance?
No. Jonathan was starting to tell me about it, but I don't have any specifics.
Gotcha. Yeah, no problem. So Google Guaranteed is Google's pay-per-qualified lead system, right? So what this means is the major benefit of the Google Guaranteed lead is that they come directly to you and your business. So what that means is they're not sending text messages to us, for example, saying that they're interested that we send off to you guys so you can follow up on these, right? That's more of like Yelp, Angie, right, Thumbtack. That's more of a directory kind of way of delivering leads here. What we do at Google Guaranteed is we only work with one person per industry, per area. So we don't work with your competitors, right? Which means once we get, a home theater, home security, once we get somebody in that category into the position, we're closing it off entirely. Right? Which means, of course, you're the only one taking advantage under Local Splash of the leads coming in through Google Guaranteed. What that also means on the customer side of things, right, is that not only are they able to see your licensing, right, your background checking, they want to make sure you have your insurance, all of that is projected onto your Google Guaranteed listing, right, as well as your reviews, which automatically bolsters not just trust, but credibility and confidence. Right? That's the main play of the game here. So in terms of how we deliver on these leads, right, again, we don't share them with anybody, but Google also backs each and every one of your clients with $2,000 of insurance against your work. Another layer of trust, another layer of confidence, right? Now, when it comes to Google Guaranteed, the way that we do this is through your keywords. We do geo-targeting, we do smart targeting, and we run a full optimization for your entire campaign, okay? This goes even down to selecting exactly what zip codes you don't want to be seen in. So, for example, let's say you have a 100-mile radius, right? There are a couple of zip codes, whether it's bad neighborhoods, violence in the area, whatever it may be. We can remove those zip codes from your radius so that when somebody is going to do a search for your work, right, you're going to appear so far on the bottom of the list in that area that unless they know your name of your business, they're not finding you, right? So this allows you control of the areas that you are seen in, which you'll be seeing first and foremost in the areas you do select. And this gives you control over the areas that you don't want to be seen in, which will have your listing showing up at the very bottom of that area. Now, when we talk about how your leads are charged, right? Google does not have charging from bank account, right? Charging from debit card, charging from credit card. What they do is they set what's called an activation budget. So this is your minimum monthly budget that you have, that these are where your leads come out of, right? This minimum budget, you would think of this as an escrow account for your Google business profile. So each time you take a lead, this is where the cost comes out from. Now, in terms of Devant Electronic Lifestyle, are you guys focused on like home security? Do you guys do more like home theater, or do you guys do like the whole spectrum?
The whole spectrum.
The whole spectrum? Okay, excellent. So you guys also do home security and things like that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So when it comes to the category selection, right, are you guys a home security company that also does home theater, or are you more home theater that also does home security? Because those are two different categories. Second?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Perfect.
We're more automation and everything else, but we want to be turnkey, so we provide everything. But we do it from the ground up.
Oh, wonderful.
So we provide the wiring and the project management. We procure all the products, all the installation, programming, and everything.
Okay, excellent.
Opportunities and everything. Yeah.
It's not often that I hear that. Usually they do, you know, just the install or just the mounting, but they, from ground up, not very often that I hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
Part of the construction process.
Oh, that is amazing. Okay. So you guys are in a more advantageous position than most home security and home theater businesses that we do have under us, because you guys take over the entire spectrum of work. So not only would we be closing out the home security category, we'd be closing down any of the subcategories under home theater that you guys have. So you're taking more advantage of that first pace position than most people right off the bat, right? So what we're looking at here, and the 75006, that's the main base of operations, correct?
That's where our showroom is located, yeah, but not the majority of our clients are located here.
Okay. So what is the, let's say, center point for your radius for where you're locating your business, your prospects?
The majority of our clients are in Dallas. But we would like also to get into Fort Worth a little more than we have in the past. And if you're familiar with the DFW Metroplex, it's a pretty sizable Metroplex. And there's, I would be lying if I told you how many cities. I'm guessing like 100 different little cities in this area. We're in probably the majority of them, honestly, but would like to be more in Fort Worth, South Lake, West Lake, kind of those areas over there. But, we don't want to limit ourselves to a certain zip code or anything, because we go wherever our clients need us. But if people in those areas are looking for us, we would like to be visible to them.
Okay, wonderful. So Carrollton is one of the places that you're not really looking to expand in, correct?
We certainly could. I mean, this is where our home base is, where our showroom is. We tend to appeal to a higher-end clientele than the majority of what Carrollton is. Not to say that Carrollton is a bad neighborhood by any means, but it's just not necessarily where our target demographic is. I mean, there could be
gotcha.
A few, but it's not typically. Yeah.
Okay. So we'd be moving the focus, less towards Carrollton, but even though it's your home base, and more towards the, let's say, 150-mile radius? Does that sound about right?
Sure.
Okay. And you said there's no zip codes particularly that you wouldn't really want to be seeing in, right? So, like, that, out of that whole 150-mile radius, you guys would just take the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, 150 might be a little broad. I don't know. I don't have a map of DFW in front of me to see how wide it is, but we kind of have clients everywhere.
Perfect. So 150 might actually be just a little too big for that area. We might want to bring that down to about 100, 80 to 100, just for analytics purposes.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at DFW on a map and were to draw a circle around it, but you know, the surrounding little metroplex cities, that's probably a good start.
Okay, perfect. So the 100 miles for DFW. Okay, perfect. Now, in terms of how your leads for your monthly budget go, okay, the activation budget that Google does have set for you for your Google Business Profile would be set at $1,391. That's for 13 qualified leads in the month. You can change that number at any time. At $106.67 per lead. Okay? I'll break that down for you in a moment. But does that make sense so far?
I guess so. What is a qualified lead?
Exactly. So a qualified lead is a lead that you made a quote, appointment, or estimate to go get the work done for. Anything outside of that, right, outside of your service area, work you don't do, looking for a job, spam call, voice over IP, virtual assistant, things like those are not qualified leads. So those are not what you're charged for. The only time you're charged for the leads is if a quote, appointment, or estimate is made to go get that work done. Does that make sense so far?
Sort of, but if we make an appointment and you're charging us as a qualified lead and we show up and it's not a qualified lead, how do I get that removed?
Yeah, so we usually handle that automatically. However, because this would be an instance where you actually go out there and realize it's not qualified, you would just let us know and we would handle that automatically on your behalf directly with Google. So a lot of our clients that end up in those positions, right, rare chance that you are charged for a non-qualified lead. A lot of the times, you guys don't even realize that you've been charged for a non-qualified lead because we've already handled that. When it comes to you having to come to us to let us know, right, like you already made the quote and appointment, so it's qualified, but you go out there and it turns out it's not a qualified lead, you simply let us know and we'll immediately contact Google to get that resolved same day.
Okay. I have several questions, but can you hold on just a minute?
Absolutely. Take your time.
Okay. Thanks. Just a second.
All right.
Aubrey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So a couple of questions I have.
Absolutely.
Does all this work because you put out there that our phone number is 1-800 blah, 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 and people call that number, therefore you're tracking it, and then we verbally say we're making an appointment and you're listening to our calls, therefore you note that as a qualified lead. Is that how that works, or how does that work?
Correct on all points. Except for Google provides you with your own personal Google tracking number for your Google guaranteed listing. So what that is when somebody goes on your listing and they click call now, right? They're going to click that and they're going to get either a QR code and a phone number to call. When they call that, it'll pop up on your phone as LSA lead. So you know it's coming from your Google guarantee. And that's how you begin going through that, right? The moment you answer the call, your personal Google assistant kicks in. So it's listening to your call, recording it, and analyzing it for you. Even after you get off of the call, it continues to analyze that call for you to make sure that it's qualified or not qualified. Does that make sense?
Okay, and then we do or do not have access to those recordings?
Yes, so you do have absolute control over your phone recordings. Yes, ma'am. So those will be through your dashboard, which we provide for you. So with that dashboard, you're not only able to record your calls and play them back. A lot of our larger clients use that to train their employees. But you also get to see all of the analytics based around your entire campaign, right down to how many clicks you're receiving, where those are coming from, where people are doing those searches, and you can track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. So your dashboard allows you to not only do that, but it blocks spam calls for you for your local listing. So you don't have to worry about, you know, spam calls coming in from your local map section there. And it allows you to make promotions or change any content. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, interesting.
All right. And in terms of the local map, by the way, that is also something that we work on the back end for you while we're getting your Google Guaranteed approval. So for Google Guaranteed, because they do an intense background check, they're only looking for felonies in the last 7 years, making sure license is up to date, insurance is up to date. That takes about 4 to 8 weeks for the approval, okay? Once that comes back to us, we call you, email, and text you that your approval has been met, and we're ready to get your Google Guaranteed campaign started. So this is where the monthly budget will come into play, okay? When we call you, we're going to let you know that it's approved. We're going to ask you if you're ready for us to pull the $1,391 for your minimum monthly budget. If you're not ready at that time, it is okay. Not going to stop your campaign or slow any momentum. You just let us know once you're ready for us to pull the $1,391. We'll go ahead and put your minimum monthly budget in and get your lead started. In the meantime, building up to getting the approval, we are working on your local listing. So that's your Google Business Profile, your local map section, the programming and maintenance of the first page. We also keep you on that first page. Okay? So everything here is month to month. Okay? Your pricing would be set at a flat rate of $299 a month. Now, the Google Guaranteed program comes with a one-time management fee of $250. So everything in the door today would be $549. So here's what we do with that. Okay? We do a complete Google local optimization setup, top to bottom. That means we optimize your keywords, we do the geo-targeting, the smart targeting, and the complete optimization for that listing. That's what programs you into the first page, and that's how we keep you there. With that, we get your Google Business Profile verifications, which are absolutely needed for Google Guaranteed. We get that done for you as well. And we include you in the top five directories, so not just Google. But we also run a Facebook ad campaign for you, which I'll break down in a moment. We do an advanced Yelp listing. We do Bing Local for people who don't like to use Google. And we do an Apple Maps section for you. We do create your initial content for Bing, and we get you exposure that covers mobile devices as well. So not only are you optimized for PC and laptops, but also iPhone, Android, tablets, etc. Now, for the keywords, we allow you up to 20, okay? Google's biggest thing here is transparency and honesty. So, for instance, we can't put painting, right, as one of your keywords to draw attention to electronic lifestyle, home theater, and home security. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So, anytime any combination of your keywords are typed in, they could accidentally put in home theater security. Your business is going to pop up on that first page. So this is how companies are capitalizing on 90% of these keywords. These are searches done daily. Just in the last 30 days, just for home theater, not even home security or any of the subcategories, you're already looking at 2,000 people doing searches just in the last 30 days. I know you guys can capitalize on a percentage of those. Exactly. Yes, ma'am. So with that, we do target specific locations, as I was mentioning at the beginning. And we market towards your peak hours of business as well. Now, when it comes to your Facebook ads, do you guys have a business page, Facebook page?
Well, now this is a can of worms. We used to. The page may still be there, but They're not allowing us to use it. They say that we committed some fatal crime. They won't tell us what or when or how or what rule we broke or how we can appeal it. And it's just, you know, we're never allowed back on Facebook again. I really don't know what happened there. If you can help us get a backdoor customer service person that will help us with that, that would be incredible. And then also, we've been in our new location for going on 5 years, and there is still somewhere out there, although I can't find it myself, but other people that are looking for us have found it, where it's still pointing them to our old address, which we were located at for 13 years. And so those are two things that I could definitely use some help with. I don't know if you guys could help with some of that stuff.
Absolutely. So when it comes to the connection with another business, it sounds like, or a business being connected with your old address, what we do there, first thing we do for your Google Business Profile is a complete Google sweep. So name, address, phone number, website. We make sure there's no duplicates. We make sure the exact situation you just described isn't happening. We then streamline all of that into your Google Business Profile. So we get rid of any tracks that were left from old listings, right? So where your business used to be, we're going to clean that out for you. Any numbers that used to be associated, we're going to clean that out for you as well. We're going to streamline everything, including website, into your Google Business Profile, and you'll be set there. When it comes to your Facebook, we can do one of two things. So your dedicated meta team can either try to gain access to your current business page and then run the ads campaign for you, or if they can't get access to that, they build you a business page from bottom up and then run the Facebook ads for you. So that would come down to...
Okay, and then how do we get all the people that used to follow us or used to be connected to us migrated over to that new page, if that's the case?
Gotcha. So we're looking to have the migration happen as well, if we can't get the access for the Facebook page?
I'm curious.
Gotcha. Okay. So in terms of not being able to get into your old Facebook page to get, like, your current following, right? What we would do there is we would request the following from Facebook themselves. That process may take a bit, right? We do run that for people who have issues getting into their Facebook page, but it's not something that we do a lot because not a whole lot of people end up with this situation. But we can contact Google and have them attempt to port over with permissions the following that you have. Now, that may not go as smoothly as we would like, right? Because the first thing there is that you have to grab all of the accounts that are on that old Facebook. You would have to grant them over to the new Facebook, and they'd still have to accept the request, like on their end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the main focus would be getting into your old Facebook and then running the campaign there. If we can't, we would have to go ahead and try to focus on building a new business page and getting over as many people as possible. But the first thing we're going to do is try to get into your original business page. Now, that doesn't mean we're putting in your username and your password. We're not even going to ask for any of that. What we're going to do is we're going to take you through the steps of getting back into the business page. If that doesn't work, we will try to contact Meta on your behalf to see what we can do to get back in. If that doesn't work, we would go with the option of building a new page. Does that make sense?
Okay. And then question about what you said about kind of scrubbing all the information that's out there about us and making sure the address is updated and correct everywhere. That's great. But you also said old numbers and things. And so I would just also want to understand that our actual phone number, which is out there, would still be out there. And I recognize that if people are clicking on the Google, guaranteed Google campaign or whatever, that there would be the 800 number or whatever there, but that you're not going to scrub our actual number from anywhere else. And so if people are calling via the number that actually is listed as our business number, and they're not calling via the Google guarantee campaign, that number is still going to be out there.
Do you guys still use that number actively?
We do. I mean, that's the only number we have. I'm sure that's the number you called me on.
Yeah, so we would be bringing that number over to your Google Business Profile and the Google Guaranteed Listing. So that would be connected directly to your Google tracking, right? So anytime somebody calls that, it's connected directly to that 800 number, and it's going to be coming up in your phone as LSA lead.
But if they actually dial our number, it comes up as an LSA lead?
So if they dial your number directly, yeah, so let's say you already spoke with these people, right? You've done work for them in the past. They have your number in their phone. If they call your 800 number, that's not going through your Google Guaranteed. The only time the tracking goes through your Google Guaranteed.
We only have our local number, and we've been in business for 23 years. And so people call our number all the time, and I can see who's calling on my caller ID. I understand that if they search for us, they're not an existing client, they search for us and they find us on the Google campaign that they'll call, and that will show, you know, this is your lead. But if they call us on our normal number, I just want to know that that doesn't then get routed through the Google process and that we'll still see caller ID show up as it accurately is.
Correct. Yeah, everything will stay the same in that regard. Absolutely. So the only time your tracking number, correct, yes ma'am. So those are people that go on Google, type in your type of work, and click on get phone number or call now. That's going to be right next to your business listing. When they click that, the number they get is your tracking number for your Google Guaranteed campaign. If they already have your number in their phone and they call that, that's not even going to come to your Google Guaranteed campaign.
Okay. That's what I wanted to understand, that y'all aren't going to go out there and remove our number that's been out there for all these years.
Well, no, absolutely not. And in fact, I would be bringing that over to your Google Business Profile. So if you didn't want that to be seen, for example, we can hide that, but it would still show up on your website, for example. Does that make sense? Versus them calling directly on the Google listing with that number, that'll be tethered to your tracking number instead.
Okay. Yeah, and then I guess you're going to send me some information that I can discuss with my team about this?
Absolutely.
And I understand it's $1,300 a month, which is sort of the, like you said, it's sort of the escrow, and then every lead is $130. So that's essentially, or $100, so it's essentially 13 leads.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be $106.67.
And then if I get a 14th lead, do y'all just re-up my $1,300, or do you say, hey, you need to re-up your monthly spend, or how does that work?
So that's actually the very next part I was going to go into here. So for your monthly budget, it's not as though you're paying $1,391 every month, right? If you didn't take all 13 leads. So let's say you only took one. The remaining balance on that, so $1,285, I believe. $1,285 would be remaining in your minimum monthly budget. At the end of the month, when the billing comes for your leads, that remaining $1,285 rolls over into your next month. So the only thing you'd be paying for that is $106.67 for the one lead you took. Your minimum budget's filled back up. You're back at 13. You keep it rolling there. We won't send you an extra lead that's above the minimum that we have set for you unless you personally change your lead count. The reason we do that, we don't want to overextend, right, your monthly budget. We don't want to send you a lead that's not part of your minimum monthly. If we do that, that can open a whole can of worms, right? People calling in, oh, you gave me an extra lead I had to pay for. You know the drill. So we avoid that at all costs.
So what if that 14th person calls and they're looking for us? How do they get us?
In terms of how you mean?
I mean, if they're searching for us and the Google lead number comes up for them and they try to call it, they just can't call it? Or they get a busy signal? Or how do they what is their experience if they're the 14th person and the month isn't over yet?
I see what you're saying. So you're saying if somebody, so let's say you cleared out all 13 of your leads in 2 weeks and somebody from your listing finds you and calls you?
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So you wouldn't be seeing the cost for those until your next month for your leads. Right? So let's say
but they can still get
out,
through to us on that Google
they
number?
Can, correct. They can still get through. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because, yeah, that's one of the most important things is that the client experience is a good one and that when they call, they get an answer.
100%. Yes, ma'am. And your lead cost, right, or your lead amount, you guys can change that at any time you want, right? So let's say 13 just seems kind of low for you, right? And you guys want to take on, let's say, 20 qualified leads in the month. Your monthly budget will change accordingly, right? So if we take on 20 leads for the month, that's $2,134 as a minimum monthly budget for 20 qualified leads at $106.67.
Okay.
Okay.
So from an accounting standpoint, mm-hmm. you said there's a monthly fee of, I have a $200 number in my head.
$299.
What mm-hmm. is that monthly? $299. Okay, so it's $300. Monthly fee of $300. And then you said kind of the startup fee of $250-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's one-time setup. Yes, ma'am.
So let's just say I said go today. So you charge me $250 mm-hmm. today, and you charge me the $300 monthly fee today, which would be 16 days into the month. And so I guess, would that be prorated for the month of July, or does my account roll over every 16th of the month, or how does that work?
Correct. So the monthly charges would begin on the exact day that you made your first initial payment. So if it was today,
okay.
it would
and
be the 13th of every, or the 16th. Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then I'm assuming that we would, in the process of getting started, we would give you bank account information or credit card information, and one way or the other, that's going to be the way that you charge us every month?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's really, if we're going with 13 leads, it's really $1,600 per month because it's the $300, which I'm assuming is a separate charge. And then it's the re-up of the, I guess,
1091
for the
correct
1391, the 1400. Sorry, I'm a round numbers person. If you hadn't figured that one out,
understandable.
Okay, so then it would be basically 1700 per month total spend, and the first month would really be 2000. Because it would be that 250 plus the 300 plus the 1400. Okay.
The 1391.
An idea.
Yeah. So the 1391 we wouldn't be taking until your Google guaranteed approval came in. So that's 4 to 8 weeks from now, from the moment that you start with us. Okay. So the only thing you'd be seeing in the door is the 549, 299, and the 250 for your application fee. Then 4 to 8 weeks later, we're going to call you guys to see if you're ready for us to put the $1,391 into your monthly budget.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you said at the beginning, or maybe it was Jonathan that said, but one of you guys told me once we sign on, then there's an exclusivity in our industry, in our area.
Yes, okay. ma'am. That means we're closing out the entire home theater category. Absolutely.
So that was my question, home theater, because that's a very small percentage of what we do. So our category would be of question, and then also the duration of the exclusivity would be my next question. Is that for a year?
That's as long as you're
with
us. How long
until the next? Okay. So and you said it's a month-to-month thing, right?
Correct. No contracts.
So if we're going month-to-month and the next company comes and they say, I provide home theaters, and you say, I'm sorry, we're exclusive with DeVance. And they say, well, I provide home security. Are you also exclusive with DeVance for home security? Because we do that too. We do automation, security, theaters, acoustics, lighting control, automated shades, networks, all the different things for electronic lifestyle. And so I know you said there was something like 20 keywords where we would be optimized for, I guess, SEO. Are those keywords our category?
Correct. So the keyword would be the category and the subcategory, right? So for like home security, let's say you have like access control, alarm systems, commercial security. I'm not sure if you guys do commercial work. Do you do commercial work also?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So fire and smoke detection, doors, locks, windows, monitoring services, residential security services, smart home integration, and video surveillance. Right? So those would be, what, 12, 11? 12 keywords. So for, let's say you guys do home theater design, lighting, smart home integration. Smart home integration would be one thing, right? Because you have those in both categories. There's smart home integration for home theater and smart home integration for home security. Those would just be bundled as one category keyword. Okay? So you're not taking up two slots there. Then install TV, network and IT services. Outdoor installations, soundproofing, and whole house audio video. So for all of those categories that you have as your keywords, those are closed off, right? Which leaves about like two, if that, subcategories left in home theater. We wouldn't even consider getting anybody into that position because with only two categories, that's going to negatively impact your business, right? So that wouldn't even be available. So that whole category is not only closed down, but the next category, home theater or home security, whichever one you decide, right, leaning more into, is going to be closed off regardless. Does that make sense?
Okay.
That's what I was saying at the beginning. You guys have a huge category. You guys cover everything.
Right. It's a lot. We don't do electrical, like high voltage, but basically everything low voltage, pre-wires, everything. So I guess if we come to a month and we're like, hey, we want to pause this month, now our exclusivity is gone?
No. So you can pause your campaign. What that does is the only thing that does is just moves you down the rankings until you turn the campaign back on. That's all that does. Once you turn the campaign back on, you're back on the Google guarantees, you're right in front of everybody, and your listing is still programmed on that first page.
Okay. And then now I have a general question. I think you told me there was already 2,000-something searches for, I think you said specifically home theaters in the DFW area.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I really don't know. So this is a question. I would love for you to give me as much information as you can. So when somebody searches home theaters, I guess that just ticks a box that says home theater was searched by this IP address. Is that how that works?
Correct. Yep. It'll show you where it was, where the search was performed, what they performed it for, and the keyword associated. Yes, ma'am.
But then is there follow-up information to say of those 2,000 leads, they ended up going to Best Buy or buying equipment online? And hiring a handyman or, you know, is there any further qualification of each of those little tick boxes that would say, now this person actually put in a $50,000 home theater with such and such company that's known for home theaters? Or would you have further information on that where if we're doing this, we could actually delve into the leads a little bit better?
Gotcha. So you would be able to see all of your analytics in your key, in your dashboard, right? So that's, like I said, down to how many clicks you got, where those searches were performed, right? The only thing we wouldn't be able to see would be something like, you know, who they chose to go with, right? That would have to be information that's put out on the internet. Not many people will, you know, get a home theater or, you know, a new car put in and then go online and say, hey, I paid $50,000 for this. Right. So we wouldn't be able to tell, you know, where they went when they did the searches. Right. But we can tell how many searches are done in that area just because, you know, when a search is done on Google, it's automatically registered. So we're able to pull those analytics.
Okay. Yeah. I'm definitely intrigued. I guess, are you going to send me information where I could see, like, an example of what a Google guaranteed campaign looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So just to clarify, you know, when I go to send that, you mean like a view of the Google page and like a breakdown of each section?
Well,
just so you know, like where Google Guaranteed is versus, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, because, like when I search for something, you know, whatever it may be, you know, I see Google pulls up like sponsored or ads, you know, those are always at the top,
so
and then I can scroll down and then I can see the, you know, the ones that I think are, you know, probably actually organically appearing.
Yep, that's the spot, right? So you'll see three sections when it comes to Google, right? You'll see the very top one, it'll say sponsored. You'll see a green or blue check mark. It'll say Google verified. Mm-hmm. You'll see get message, get estimate, get quote right there on the side. That's Google guaranteed, right? The sponsored section underneath that, right, just says sponsored. There's no check mark. There's no get quote or estimate. It's just a sponsored section. That's Google ads, right? That's the pay-per-click. And then right underneath that is the local map section. So that's the first page placement, local SEO, things like that, right? So we'll be working on that first page placement in the local map area with the organic listing. And then we have your Google guaranteed, which is the very top. Now, we do have Google ads as well, right? We do provide that service, but that's a completely separate thing, right? A lot of the time, it's not too beneficial to take on Google ads unless you're looking to take on a ridiculously sized area, like outside of your original service area, right? But that's also a service we do provide. But the main goal here is for Google guaranteed. So that's that very first thing you see there. And then, of course, the local map section, which is underneath the Google ads section.
Okay. So, like, as an example, on my browser, I just went to google.com, and then I typed in the Google search bar, home automation. And it pulled up results for Southwest Carrollton, Carrollton, home automation. And it shows a sponsored ad by ADT Security Systems, DT Security, ADT Authorized Dealer. And then there's a sponsored ad for Brilliant.Tech, a home assistant, things to know, system examples, cost, automation, Wikipedia. And then there's Control 4, which is a control system that, I mean, we're dealers for, but it's not our go-to. And then there's Reddit, and then there's YouTube, and then there's Google Home and Best Smart, and I still haven't come to any home automation companies. And then there's more Vivint sponsored, Brilliant Tech sponsored, mm-hmm. Home Control sponsored, and I still haven't come to, I guess if I searched home automation company. I'm trying to see, like, what is it actually saying? And then I do see, like, My Home Media, which is a local company. And then I see the map, like what you were saying, Ten Home, Tech Max, Texadia. And then, so I don't see anything that says Google Guarantee. You said there was a green check mark. I'm not seeing that.
So if you're not seeing a Google Guaranteed section, are you in front of a computer at the moment by any chance?
Yeah. I'm looking at this on my laptop, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Would you mind if I sent you a quick Google Meet? I can share my screen and kind of show you a visual of what it looks like.
Sure.
Okay.
Are you going to email that to me?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'm getting that set up here for you. One moment. Okay. And then... that is the DANA at defense.tv. All right, I just sent that away to you. So let me know when you see that. Might take a quick refresh.
Not seeing it yet.
Was that able to come in for you? Were you able to see that?
Not come in yet.
Didn't come in yet? I may have put the email in incorrectly. Let me see if it bounced back to me here. Oh, nope, it does say it sent it through here. And that is dana@bevance.tv, right?
Yeah, and when you say CE, like Charlie Edward, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, there it is. It just showed up. Okay.
Excellent, excellent.
So, I need to click the meet.google.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now you're going to share your screen?
Correct.
Okay. I am there.
There we
are.
Will
the audio come through the computer so I can hang up the phone?
Well, it should. Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to hang
up. All right. Excellent, excellent. Yes, ma'am. Are you able to hear me okay? It's nice to meet you as well. Yeah, don't mind the infinite screen. All right, there we go. Okay, so let's say we were searching home security 75006. This is what I was talking about here, right? We have a section here, a section here, sponsor, sponsor. And then, of course, we have our local map section. So when it comes to Google Guaranteed, this is the Google Guaranteed area. You see the little check mark there, right? Usually it does say Google Verified right underneath this. But the check mark, I think Google updated their SEO listing page for when it comes to like all Google. So now it just shows the check mark. But it'll also show, you know, background check, right? Free same day installation. And this is what I was talking about when it was saying like get number, right? They'll click this. This is your tracking number that I was talking about, right? Now, when we scroll down here, this section says sponsored. There's no check marks, right? There's no get number. This is the Google Ads section. So this is the pay-per-click. So these campaigns is when people are seen on, like, YouTube, right? You see a little ad on YouTube, things like that. This is the Google Guaranteed section. Then we have the local map section. So these three businesses right here, this is the first page. This is what's known as the first page. When you click more businesses, you get a full page, right? But this is what we mean by first page placement. We get you up here amidst these first three or four businesses, and then we hold you there. So this is where the organic folks are coming from, right? This is the organic listing. And then you have here, which is where all the people who are looking to get something done come. So when I was describing to you the Google Guaranteed area, right, thinking like the customer, if I'm a customer with $100,000 in my pocket and I need a full-on project done, the last thing I'm doing is scrolling down here where I don't know if anybody's licensed, right? I don't know who they're going to send to my home, right? I'm going with these guys up here. Everybody down here isn't even in my conversation, right? This is how Google Guaranteed works as well, right? So this is where people who are looking for somebody who's contracted, licensed, right? Been in business 151 years. That's just ADT. But been in business 151 years, right? That's who they're going for. So that's the aim of Google Guaranteed. Does that
make
sense?
You have been kicked from this conference.
Yeah, so people who are coming on Google Guaranteed, the one thing they know that Google Guaranteed does for them is backs them with $2,000 of insurance against your work. No other piece of any part of Google does that for you, right? Next thing they look at, reviews. If you scroll down here, right, you see somebody with a 3.5 reviews, right, or, you know, they have 5-star reviews, but 8 reviews, right? These are not people they're going for. Google Guaranteed is where they're at, right? Excellent. Not at all. Again, we connect directly with Google on your behalf for you, right? So if you have a direct dispute with a customer, for example, right, you and them have been going back and forth for a week regarding whatever it may be, we're going to contact Google on your behalf. We're going to analyze both sides of the situation, right? Generally, when it comes to people trying to get a dispute going, like a customer trying to get a dispute going, it's something minor. It's something petty. Right? It's something that doesn't even really make a lot of sense. We're going to do that on your behalf with Google directly, and we're going to get that taken care of. If not the same day, the same week. Right? But we do everything here directly with Google for you, even so far as getting you and Google on the line together with us to get that handled. Oh. Yep, same thing. We handle it immediately. Same process. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Of the local splash dashboard? Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me actually go ahead and get my other screen going here. Again, don't mind the infinite cascading. It's like you put a mirror to a mirror. Okay. And then we're going to go ahead and bring up our dashboard here. Now, give me one moment. I know I have the document up here just a second ago. Okay, so I can't find my document at the moment, so that's okay. I can go ahead and take a quick Google review here, no problem. So this is what your dashboard... More detail? Absolutely, which we can certainly do. I'm more than happy for that as well. And this is what your local splash dashboard will look like. I'll be able to get you the actual document when we set up a call, if that's something that you'd like to do. We can definitely get that done so I can actually get the document. But this is what your analytics will look like, right? This is our actual website, right? So your dashboard will show you, right, your total results. It'll show you the local leads that you're getting from your area. So when I was telling you, you can see where the clicks are coming from, how many you're receiving. That'll be shown here as well. You also do have how many reviews you do have, and this updates with the reviews. So if I were to go put a review on there right now and you had your local Splash dashboard, that would change from 29 to 30. Okay? And then you can see the Google profile action. So this is more towards Google Ads, right? They got 8 click impressions. But you'll be able to see that for those analytics as well. Here is where you'll see all of the leads that are calling in for you or have called in for you. What you're able to do here is you can set scheduled callbacks right in your dashboard that'll alert you when that time is coming. You can set up the, you know, do not call, right? As you can see, prospect looks great. You can leave yourself notes, right? So that gives you that control. And this is where the tracking and managing that I was just talking about up here is a little more in-depth for you, okay? So when you get that call, it pops up LSA lead. If they aren't responding, right, this is where that non-qualified to qualified lead thing comes into play. This will show you that they're non-responsive, right? We're already analyzing this. We're already disputing this. We're likely already done getting that credited back into your monthly budget, right? And that goes for all of your leads there. And then when I was saying you could, you know, monitor your performance, you can change content, add promotions. That's where you have this over here. I know it says Google Ads. Don't mind that. But your Google Guaranteed Impressions would be here also. So you'd have options to, you know, add more leads, change the budget, right? Things like that. Then you could update on the go, okay? Updating business information specifically is something for, like, let's say a year down the line, right? You guys move locations again. You would update this in your dashboard. That would send that to your account management team. They would immediately get to work doing another sweep for you so we can get everything moved over to the new address and onto your Google Guaranteed listing as well. Quick and easy, saves time on suspensions and rejections. And that's how your dashboard would appear for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, I am going to send over that full breakdown. I'll actually get to typing that up after our call here, after we set up all the time and everything, so you'll have a complete breakdown of everything we discussed. I'll break it down in 3 sections for you. It'll be the ongoing, and then I'll put your lead and monthly budget as a 3rd section for ease of absorption. Okay? All right. And then what is a good time for you? You said Friday. Let's see. I don't have the morning available. I pretty much have all afternoon available, though. Is the afternoon okay for you guys on Friday? I have all afternoon. So whatever time is more comfortable for you. I'm on Eastern Standard. Central Time. So Central Time, I'm 1 hour ahead. Mountain Time, I believe I'm 2 hours ahead. Yeah. Perfect. Yes, ma'am. Right, 1 o'clock, so that would be noon on Friday. A Google Meet? It will be a Google Meet, absolutely. If you wanted to set that on your calendar, you can do that as soon as I send the email over. Or you can just jump into the room. When that time comes, I will definitely already be in here. All right. Perfect. So I do have you set in there for Friday, noon there. And then did you have any other questions for me while I still do have you here? Absolutely. All right. Yes, ma'am. Everything is set here. I do have all the notes for you. I'll go ahead and get typing up that email for you. You should see that in about 5 minutes, okay? All right. Excellent. You're very welcome, Dana. I'll talk to you on Friday, okay? You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, I wish.
Lovely, lovely. She's a wonderful person. Okay. Okay, so let me go ahead and get the email sent for her here. Okay.